Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We got a national star with us. All of a sudden, Daniela Altamara, previously known as mild-mannered Statehouse reporter at The Current, has turned into a rock star because she was on the Rachel Maddow show.
Big time.
Talking about Robert Hyde. Has your fee gone up for appearing on shows like ours? Because you're national.
No, but I have added quite a few Twitter followers, which is always great.
That is
good. Yeah, that's fabulous. I can tell you firsthand from that. That's not always the best thing. So, so we had a question, Daniela. We were talking about this during the break.
Right.
Where the hell did Robert Hyde come from?
Who is this guy?
That's a great question. I think a lot of people are trying to scratch their heads and figure that out. He was, I would say, a rather minor figure in Connecticut politics. He wasn't somebody who we really knew a lot about. He never held elective office. He was running at one point against Senator Blumenthal and then dropped that and decided to run against Johanna Hayes. But he wasn't one of those folks you see at the Capitol all the time. He wasn't, you know, a very visible figure in state government. He wasn't involved in a lot of elections and campaigns. Now we perhaps know why, because he was at the Trump properties. According to Lev Parnas, he was at the bar at the Trump properties frequently, so that may explain why he wasn't as visible in Connecticut as you know, as perhaps other political figures.
You said he was at the bar?
Well, I didn't say that. Lev Parnas said
last night
in his interview with Rachel Maddow.
Yeah,
he said that that's where he encountered Mr. Hyde initially, and he said that Mr. Hyde was kind of a fixture at the Trump properties in the bars.
Daniela, I want to ask you a stupid question. I don't remember him running against, I don't remember who the opponent was, really, for Hayes, for Johanna Hayes. Who was it? Was he just like a minor candidate or something?
Well, he's running against her this year. There's
four
Republicans, I believe, and he's one of them. But he has not raised any money as of the last filing. Now, there's a new filing that's due. I think should have been due yesterday.
Yeah, I think so.
So we don't know if he's raised any money then. But he also, you know, he doesn't have many endorsements that we know of, at least that have been made publicly. There's a former federal prosecutor out of New Fairfield named David X. Sullivan, who has raised a bigger chunk of money. He appears to have the most momentum among the Republican field. There's four people vying for the nomination to run against Johanna Hayes.
Yeah, and it seems like the Republican state chairman has thrown Hyde under the bus pretty quickly,
why don't you consider
not running?
Yeah, he put out a tweet yesterday, that's J.R. Romano, and said Hyde should step aside. He's become a distraction, and he's giving the Democrats, you know, something to talk about, which kind of echoes what Hyde said yesterday. He said, you know, this is something that the Democrats are using to sort of gin up their base.
Now, who's the other guy? Who was the guy that did the interview with Rachel last night? Parvo?
Parnas.
That was
Parnas.
Lev Parnas, the Giuliani associate. And he was the guy who Hyde was exchanging these text messages with about the Ukrainian ambassador.
So the one piece I'm not putting together, just because I only have a high school education, is how did Hyde get involved with these people? What brought him into this circle of, you know, high influential people?
That's a great question, and that's a question, you know, a lot of people are asking. We don't really know. I mean, how does a guy, he described himself yesterday in his interview with Eric Bolling as just a little bleeping, we don't know what he said, but it's bleeped out, landscaper from Simsbury, Connecticut. How does a little bleeping landscaper from Simsbury, Connecticut become the center, at least for a news cycle, of the allegations around the president? I mean, it's a pretty big deal, and he has described himself as, you know, just a small player. So we don't really know. I mean, it's very interesting to try to figure out how somebody really with, you know, no platform. I mean, he's not a governor. He's not a state senator even. He's not somebody who has a big megaphone, yet he managed to find himself in the center of this huge news story.
And I would say that, we see these people come into the picture and then they go out
right
just as quick. And this is part of the thing with this. This is not throwing this administration under the bus, but people are involved who in the old days would never get a sniff of the White House.
Right. I guess you need those kind of people, I suppose. So.
Right.
So, but isn't Danielle, you've been around, you've been covering the Capitol forever and ever in politics. There are these people that show up at functions and you don't even know who the heck they are, mm-hmm. but they just kind of insinuate themselves in. Sounds to me like that may be what this guy is like.
Yeah, it could have been. I mean, he did give some money to both the RNC and to the Trump campaign and a much smaller amount to the state party. So sometimes money can open doors that aren't open otherwise. Certainly that's true, not just of Republicans, Democrats as well. We all know that, donors get access to
absolutely.
Things that, other people don't. So that could have helped to sort of smooth the way for him. Okay. But clearly, based on his Instagram feed and his other social media posts, it's unclear to what degree he knew these people, but he certainly had encountered them enough times and taken pictures of them. And these are powerful people, the Trump children and, members
right.
of Congress, Ted Cruz, members of the U.S. Senate. So, I mean, these are, important people, and he's got pictures with many of them. So,
well, including the president at right. Corrin.gov.
Including the president. I mean, it's unclear. Lev Parnas said last night, or might have been the other interview, that, it was unclear whether the president knew him, probably didn't, and Rudy Giuliani didn't know him, but certainly people lower down on the food chain, like Roger Stone,
yeah.
who are, of course, certainly high up themselves, did know him.
Was there any criminal, will there be any criminal charges, you think, against Hyde? Did he do anything illegal?
Well, there are members of Congress who are calling for investigations, and I think just this morning BuzzFeed was reporting that the government of Ukraine was going to be looking at these allegations. The State Department has not said anything at this point, I believe, about these text messages directed at the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine. So I'm not sure, but certainly I think there are some people that still have a lot of questions.
Okay.
We could say we knew her when, before she became a national TV star. Our friend Danielle Altamare, who just a week ago was with us in studio, was sitting out in the lobby.
In the lobby.
Listening to Governor Lamont,
interviewing
the governor. Now she's just going over the top. Danielle, always a pleasure. Thank you.
We've reserved the chair for you.
Yes.
You're always welcome here.
Yeah.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.